T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get to the great Tony Bruno.
Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Nothing but sweeps, Tony. The Golden State Warriors, 8 wins, 8 more to go for the NBA title. And so many people, and we've been talking about it today, is that the people around the country, it's amazing how they feel about the Golden State Warriors. All of a sudden, the Warriors, who used to be absolutely irrelevant, are now the biggest villain in the NBA.
It's unbelievable. Okay. But by the way, Matt, can I quote you on the baseball like that?
Absolutely, Tony.
What was the quote again? Did you use marathon or sprint yet, or is that coming up?
Well, that'll be coming up in August that it becomes a sprint, but it is a marathon. And then it'll go basically to a 2-mile run and then a mile. And of course, they'll get down to the old, remember the old 60-yard dash?
Now we're going to put him on hold, yeah. Cell phone issue.
Remember the old 60-yard dash? You know who I remember in the 60-yard dash? Here's a name for you, Townie. Remember a sprinter named Houston McTeer?
No.
No, you don't, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, gosh, Townie, you're killing me right now.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes. Tony, have you ever heard of Houston McTeer?
No.
Yeah, he was a sprinter who used to run the old 60-yard dash.
Wow. I'm not that old. I didn't realize you were that old, man.
52 from the Paleozoic era.
No, but back to the Warriors for a second, guys. And I can't stay awake anymore to watch these late-night games. But I figured, you know, so if the Jazz were going to win one game, last night was the one. And obviously they weren't a good matchup for them. But I don't know about you. I say we start the NBA Finals right now. I know Washington. I mean, I know the Celtics and you know, LeBron's. Let's be honest. Does anybody want to see anything other than a Warriors-Cleveland Cavaliers rematch?
I don't think so.
Is there any way anybody – I mean, look at the East. I mean, the LeBron is great, and the Cavs have just mowed through the Eastern Conference. And look what's going on in the West. I mean, there have been a couple of – semi-exciting series, but for the most part, you know, up until this point, the playoffs have been rather mundane, if I say so myself.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're very compelling, and I don't think they're going to get compelling until the finals, and then it will be what everybody wants to see. It's actually hard to believe that if these two teams meet, Tony, it'll be the first time ever that the same two teams met in the finals 3 years in a row, so I guess you could make the case it's one of the biggest rivalries in NBA history, even though they only play each other twice a year in the regular season.
No, absolutely. And you're right. I mean, it's funny. A couple of years ago, LeBron was the villain to a lot of people, you know, after the decision and going and leaving Cleveland, going to Miami, then going back to Cleveland, and all those people who burned his jerseys in Cleveland went out and bought new ones when he came back. And now all of a sudden, and I hear this from a lot of people here back east, too, that Klay Thompson is some sort of a villain and a phony and a guy who's a, you know, one-trick pony and all this other stuff. I'm not a fan of any individual player. I just love watching great players play. When I sit back and I say, how can anybody who has watched Steph Curry for the last 5 or 6 years look at him and say, yeah, you know, he's a bad guy, man. I would never want my kids to grow up and be Steph Curry. Because he doesn't dunk all the time. He just shoots the ball. He's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, shooter in basketball history. And people find ways to disc. I don't know why. I think we need that mentality. It's like a wrestling thing. Somebody's got to be the bad guy, and somebody's got to be the good guy. And now I guess LeBron is the good guy right now.
And Tony, you bring up a great point. You know, because we think about it, as Matt and I watch these games and we do the post-game show, and especially if the game before the Warriors is going long, they'll delay it. I mean, they're not kicking these things off to like 7:50 out here. Back east, that's 10:50. So when you got all these people making opinions about the Golden State Warriors and being the villain, how many people are really staying up that late and really watching these games?
Well, people like me who stay up late, except last night, I just conked out at like midnight, and gamblers. I mean, who else to say? Listen, I love watching the TNT show post-game, but, you know, even at 2 in the morning, Charles Barkley and those guys start losing it. So they're sitting in Atlanta, you know, and they got to be getting tired, too. So it's they're long nights, and hopefully when we get to the finals, you know, we'll start the games. People in the Bay Area, obviously, are going to have to go to games earlier because of the East Coast, West Coast time difference. But to me, I mean, the starting game is at 11 o'clock at night. Doesn't bother me, but I'm sure a lot of people don't watch.
Tony, I think you hit on something when it comes to Steph Curry. And, you know, how can you not appreciate what he's doing? Or how can you say he's not that good? I think there's a lot of people that don't like Steph Curry because they view him as the golden boy, kind of. Comes from a good family, basketball pedigree. The way the game's played right now fits perfectly into what he does as opposed to when the bad boys played in terms of all the physicality. I think some people look at the three-point shot almost like a gimmick. I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but I think maybe that's part of the reason why Curry's picked on a little bit.
No, that may be part of it, Matt. I'm not a psychologist, although I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night because they had a great deal and the free buffet. But I don't understand. I don't understand it. You know, that's what we do here on talk radio is try to understand the psyche of fans. You know, we see things that are great. When I see something that's great, regardless of who it is, I say, man, that's great. But there are people who say, you know, hey, that guy's great, but, you know, with Steph Curry, it's like, yeah, he's a great shooter, but what? What?
Yeah, how many MVPs do you need to win, Tony?
And listen, I love LeBron, and he's the most dominant player of this generation, of this era. But you know, there are people who find fault with LeBron. You know, I don't get it. But that's you know, that's what keeps us interested. That's why we watch, I guess. Not that why I watch. I watch because I want to see great players play against great players. But for some people, they need that little sidebar. They need something to whet their appetite or their hate. To keep the motivation going to watch these games.
Tony Bruno with us here on 95.7 The Game. He joins us every single week with Damon Bruce. And Damon resting, getting better. Of course, we're all praying for him to get back as soon as possible. For the other series, you know what's interesting, Tony, is looking at the stats of the series tied at 2-2 between the Spurs and the Rockets and Kawhi Leonard. When Kawhi Leonard is on the bearded one, it's amazing how the stats completely change. It's like we kind of forget about how important defense is, but when Kawhi Leonard's on him, he doesn't do anything. When Kawhi Leonard's not on him, he's tearing up the Spurs.
Yeah, how crazy has that series been? And after game one, people were writing off as, you know, the Spurs, oh man, they got destroyed, and Tony Parker is done maybe forever. And then all of a sudden, San Antonio reels off back-to-back wins, and people are saying, oh, see, James Harden, he doesn't have enough help there. You know, so that's another thing that goes on. When it looks like when a team wins big, and we've seen these in a lot of these series, team wins big one game, we all jump on, oh, yeah, see, you can't count the Spurs out. You know, or you forget about the Spurs, they're done, and then all of a sudden they win two in a row, don't count them out, and then boom, Houston comes back and wins game four. So at least it's been mildly entertaining, even though the games have not been what you would call nail-biters, it's been one of the few mildly entertaining series to watch.
Yeah, I guess that's what I wanted to ask you, Tony. I think you're the perfect guy to ask because you like all the sports. Do you find that the NBA playoffs this year are wanting a little bit just because there's trouble finding something compelling?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why – I mean, I watch sports because I love sports, and I you know, I watch playoffs especially. But you know, the average fan who's not glued to every game, it's just sort of like the Super Bowl doesn't matter, obviously, because everybody's going to watch it. It's the biggest sporting event in our country. But you watch baseball ratings. I mean, that's why, you know, you'll see the Yankees and the Red Sox on all the time on ESPN on Sunday nights. They're not going to put on, you know, a team that's in last place. They don't have to put teams on like the NFL does and like baseball does. They'll just put on the teams that people want to watch. That's why you'll see the Cleveland Cavaliers a lot. That's why you'll see the Warriors a lot. You know, these companies that pay a lot of money for these rights fees, they want to get bang for their buck, so they're going to put on games that people want to watch. And so the rating getters will continue to get regular season action. But when it comes to the playoffs, you know, there's a lot of people watching Western Conference back east who don't even know a lot of these players because they don't get to see them during the regular season. You know, nobody gets to see the Utah Jazz on a regular rotation. You know, teams like that. The Portland Trail Blazers, nobody gets to see them very much unless you're watching TV late at night, and that's in the regular season. So come playoff time, you know, you see a lot of guys, you don't even realize that some of the guys on those rosters are on those rosters because you're not watching it very closely like people who watch NBA day in and day out. But as far as compelling, we always want compelling. You know, that's why we watch things. Unless you're gambling, and then you want your team to win and cover the point spread.
Then it's just all about the spread and the over and under. How about this, Tony? On Sunday, right, this series could start on Sunday. From the last game of the year against the Lakers to Sunday, that's 32 days. The Warriors would have only played 8 games in 32 days. You talk about compelling and the executives and the advertisers, it's got to be driving them nuts that night after night you're going with no Cavs, no Warriors, and they have so many days off.
No, you're right. And, you know, you can't blame the, I mean, the teams are doing what they have to do. You know, obviously the Warriors are winning games. They're not going to say, well, you know, we want to drag this out, you know, so the networks can get a couple more games and it could be a five or six game series. Well, let's try to make this a 7-game series so that we can, you know, stay sharp. You go out and you play and you try to win every game. And that's what the LeBron and the Cavs have done. And that's what the Warriors have done. You know, the other series, some of them have been compelling. I mean, Washington, Boston and Washington, that was pretty weird because it looked like Boston was going to lose and then Washington came back. So that to me has been the best series as far as, you know, must watch what's going to happen tonight. And this San Antonio-Houston one, for the most part, most of these other series have been, you know, non-events to me.
All right, Tony, you're the best, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care. We'll see you soon.
The great Tony Bruno out of Philadelphia.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.